Good morning. This is David bringing you the next reading in our readings through Mark's Gospel. And today I'm in Mark chapter 6, verse 30 through to verse 44. And it's Jesus feeding the 5,000. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Obviously a well-known story to most of us. And just the thing that I just really picked up on, and there's so much you can go through and without turning it into a sermon, I just want to dwell on the thoughts that the disciples, when confronted with a need, looked at what they didn't have. They were obviously being slightly sarcastic in their answer. "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread?" They obviously didn't have that amount of money. That was a denarii was the equivalent of a worker's pay for a day. So you know, you're talking about quite a lot of money, but they were focused on what they didn't have. But Jesus' response was, "What do you have?" Let's think of that for a moment. What, you know, we often look at situations, don't we, and sort of come from the angle that, well, we don't have. But Jesus says, "What do you have?" And the interesting thing is, he didn't then, when they said 5 loaves and 2 fish, he didn't take them and pray for them to be magnified and increased in number. He actually just blessed them. He lifted them, took the bread, broke it, blessed it. And I think there's an important lesson for us this morning there in blessing. It's, you know, not many months ago that there was a worship song called, you know, "The Blessing," taken from Leviticus, the Aaronic blessing. "The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and give you peace." And sometimes we miss that essence in our lives of blessing situations. We often, like at the beginning of this passage, go away into that quiet place, and we do our readings and we bring our prayers to God. And often it's a case of, "Lord, I need this. I don't have this, but Lord." But how many times do we actually just ask for God's blessing into a situation? So I'll just leave those thoughts with you this morning. Let us just pray in that vein this morning. Father God, I just thank you that you are there for each one of us. You meet our needs in whatever the situations we are. So Lord, we literally come to you this morning, and we just ask for your blessing on what we do today, who we speak to, the work that we get involved in, and all the activities that get involved in. Lord, may you just bless us as we read your word. Lord, I just thank you in this passage that we see that your son Jesus, he's the great shepherd. And I thank you that the shepherd wants to bless the sheep. So I just ask for your blessing this morning, Lord. Lord, may your peace be upon us as we go out in our lives today and be that witness to others round about us. So Lord, we just ask for your blessing this morning. Amen.